The move to Montana directly affected Summit and Wasatch counties. In an interview with KPCW, Utah Film Commission Director Virginia Pierce said both counties tend to see a similar amount of activity because of their proximity.
Over the past 3 years, there has been about 150 film permits issued in those areas. And obviously some very iconic productions, Yellowstone, All Three Seasons, Wind River, Hereditary, Wolf of Snow Hollow that just came out last year.
Pierce said production during season two of Yellowstone, which is a good indication of All Three Seasons, brought about $40 million to the area. Of that money, $15 million went to wages of around 400 jobs during their 9 months of production. However, Yellowstone Productions left Utah after they were offered $10 million from Montana in economic incentives. Republican Senator Ron Winterton, who represents both Summit and Wasatch counties, is sponsoring a bill that could entice studios to come to Utah by upping the state budget for tax credit certifications. During a committee meeting last week, he said the state currently has a $6.7 million incentive budget, and his bill would more than double that amount to $15 million.
This money stays in the state of Utah. We pay them on the money that they spend here in the state. So they have to produce their receipts in order to get, if you want to call it a rebate, we'll call it an incentive. I think this is rural economics at its best because this money does come back in sales tax to the cities and counties.
Mark Munch is the president of Thousand Peaks Ranch in Oakley, which was used as a filming location for Yellowstone. During a committee meeting last week, he said while production companies help urban areas, they also attract companies to rural ones.
But I was also impressed how they expanded even beyond our property to other county locations within Summit County and even outside in what we call, you know, rural Utah, spending some money using local talent.
Pierce said after 3 years of significant growth in the industry in Utah, they already have funds that are allocated for future years.
We have tapped out of that incentive dollars every year for the past couple of years. We usually run out mid-year, and that's where we get into trouble of just not being able to, you know, think in the future because we don't have funds to support a big production like Yellowstone over multiple years.
While Yellowstone has shown some interest in potentially coming back to Utah for a spinoff series, Pierce said she's not worried about bringing production back and instead is looking ahead at what the bill could offer.
Utah has so many great resources that film productions look for. We're close to LA. We have great infrastructure. We have great crew. And so all those things combined really make it a desirable place for films to be.
Winterton's bill passed the Senate Economic Development and Workforce Services Committee unanimously and now awaits discussion on the Senate floor. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.
The legislative report on KPCW is made possible in part by the law firm of Hogan Lee Hutchinson at hlhparkcity.com.